Made for This by Amanda Eidelman, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Acts 17:26 through 27. From one man he made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us. Do you realize that the Bible tells us God predetermined the time and place that you would live? Truly, you are where you are on purpose. The God who sees you determined where and when you would be breathed into life. He has a plan for your life, and he's not surprised by the twists and turns that rise up in each of our stories. John Gill's exposition of the Bible articulates it this way: the way in which every man was or is to come into the world is fixed and determined by God. Nor can nor does anyone come into the world sooner or later than that time, and also the particular country, city, town, and spot of ground where he shall dwell, and the term of time how long he shall dwell there, and then remove to another place or be removed by death. You were made for this time and this place in history. What comfort we can gain in knowing that God has not placed us in our current circumstances by accident. He's not far from any one of us and not surprised when life surprises us. God made you in such a manner so that you would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Meaning, God has crafted your life in such a way that you would have the best chance of knowing him. What if we examined our circumstances, both good and bad, from this perspective? God is at work in the good and the bad of our lives, hoping that through it all, we would reach out to him and find him. When we face challenging circumstances, it can be easy to let bitterness push you away from faith. But what if you instead let your troubles be a catalyst for a deeper dependence on your Creator? He alone has control over the days that your life contains. He alone can use the hard things we go through and transform them into a testimony of God's faithful love that carries us through the storms. Consider Harriet Tubman. She faced many hardships, including slavery, abuse, a debilitating head injury, and many other heartbreaking trials. She could have seen her life and her place in time and history as a burden too great that would push her away from doing hard things or having a strong faith in a good God. Instead, it was her faith that gave her strength to do heroic things for others stuck in the bondage of slavery. She saw her time and very difficult place in history as a chance to reach out to God and hold on in the face of the scariest of circumstances. She viewed slavery as the next thing to hell, and she boldly helped to free others from that hell with the help of God. We can trust God for the strength that we need to live our lives well, no matter what trials we face. 1 Peter 1:7 says, "These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." God even uses our trials to grow up in us a genuine faith. When we face unrest in our lives, we can stand firm in the knowledge that when we reach out to God, he is supplying the strength we need.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.